Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Well, sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last. Drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our postman, Mel Blanc, and Elliot Lewis. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Well, after 4 weeks of anxiety and discomfort because Gracie sold their house, the Burnses were finally able to buy it back. We find them now at breakfast discussing the matter.
Well, Gracie, that stupid decision to sell the house caused us plenty of trouble. Hope it taught you a lesson.
Oh, it did, George, it did. I promise you I'll never make another stupid decision.
Well, good.
From now on, you make them all.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous of me to try to make decisions. You're the brains in this family.
Well, thanks.
Why, a woman doesn't even need a brain if she's got a husband as smart as you. People tried to tell me that when I married you.
They did,
huh? Oh, yes. They said some woman without a brain in her head should marry you.
I see.
Of course, it didn't work out that way. I married you.
It worked out that way.
Well, anyway, Judge.
It worked out that way. I always try twice.
Yeah. Well, I've been a silly, headstrong girl, and I've caused you lots of trouble and unhappiness. But I'm going to spend the rest of my life making it up to you, serving you, waiting on you, obeying your every wish.
I doubt that.
Well, I'll prove it to you. Now, ask me to do something. Anything. Command me. Would you like me to walk over hot sand in my bare feet? Would you like me to throw myself in the ocean?
You'd do that?
Oh, gladly. I'll get my bathing suit and we'll head for the beach.
I thought so. Never mind.
Oh, but please let me do something for you. Something big. Something important.
Well, here, you can butter this piece of toast.
Oh, thank you. There. Now, turn it over and I'll butter the other side.
That won't be necessary.
Well, I want you to have the best of everything. How about some more bacon?
Okay, another piece of bacon.
Oh, eat all you want. I've been getting just a side of it, but next time I'll tell the butcher to kill a whole bacon.
Yes, well.
How about your fried egg? Is it too small?
No, it's big enough.
Well, it's a hen's egg. But if it's too small, I'll get the rooster over here and squeeze one out of him.
Hey, don't bother.
Then open your mouth and let me put the egg in it.
Look, Gracie.
Oh, please, I want to wait on you.
Okay, shove it in.
There. Now, shall I work your jaws up and down?
No, I can handle that.
I know. Let me fix you another waffle.
Look, I've had 3 waffles. That's plenty.
Well, you don't have to eat it. Let me fix it and you can sit there and look at it.
Look, I've had enough waffles.
Let me fix it and you can throw it out the window.
Gracie, I've had enough waffles.
Would you like to beat me with it?
Forget the waffles. Now, just go easy on that super service. You're overdoing it.
Oh, I couldn't overdo it, George. If I waited on you for the rest of my life, I could never make up for the foolish things I've done.
Oh, Gracie.
Oh, you're too good for me. Well, every day I feel that I should kneel down and face the east and give thanks for you.
Face the east?
You're from New York.
Oh, yes, I was born on Pitt Street, yes.
Oh, but I'll never do anything foolish again, George. From now on, I won't make a move without your permission.
Well, okay, but just don't get... Oh, look, isn't that Bill Goodwin coming up the walk?
If you say so, dear.
Of course, it's Bill Goodwin. Well, aren't you going to let him in?
Only if I have your permission.
You have it. Open the door.
Yes, dear.
Hi, George.
Oh, good morning, Bill.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, Gracie.
May I go?
Say hello. It's...
Hello, Bill.
Well, what goes on here?
Well, Gracie's letting me make all the decisions. She says I'm the boss now.
Yes, Bill. From now on, there are going to be lots of changes. I'm going to do all the work, and George will take life easy.
Well, now tell me about the changes.
What happened to your mustache, Kelowna?
Well, it's no joking matter, Bill. From now on, I intend to treat George like a king.
A king? This little schnook?
I'm going to throw myself at his feet.
Well, you picked the right spot. He has got king-sized feet.
And I told her to let you in.
Well, Bill, I happen to think that George is the most wonderful man in the world. And I was a lucky girl when I married him. In fact, our wedding night was the luckiest night of my life.
Really, Gracie?
Well, didn't I win 8 out of 10 gin rummy games we played?
Yeah, I guess you did.
Well, sure, and Mother won the other 2.
Gee, that sounds like a gay evening.
It was gay. Yeah,
it was kind of expensive for George, though.
Oh, it wasn't so expensive. The wedding license cost $2, and Gracie won $2.
Yeah, and you still owe me that $2 I won.
Gracie, he still owes you the $2 for the license, too.
That doesn't work either, does it? Goodbye, comedian.
So long, King.
So long.
Now, George, think of something I can do for you.
Oh, we're back to that again.
Well, I want to serve you. Wait on you. Oh, look, there's a button missing from one of your cuffs. Oh, that looks terrible. Hold your arm out here. There. I pulled the other one off. Now they match.
Thanks a million.
What else can I do for you?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, think of something. Command me, George. Order me. What would you like me to do?
Keep quiet.
Yes, dear. How long would you like me to keep quiet? A minute? An hour? A day? A year?
A year.
Oh, gladly, dear. I won't utter a sound for 365 days.
Well, good, but start now.
If it were leap year, it would be 366 days.
Well, it's fine, but start now.
I'll be as quiet as a mouse.
Swell, swell, let's...
My quiet will make anybody else's quiet seem noisy.
Okay, but let's...
From now on, you're not married to a woman, you're married to a sphinx.
Gracie...
People used to call me that Burns woman. Now they'll say, that Burns sphinx.
River. I guess there never was a song about a river that belonged to the people the way this one does, Meredith.
Well, Bill, there never was a river that belonged to the people like the Mississippi. So the music's popularity, well, that's only fitting.
Yes, the father of waters, they call it. And who's to say it isn't? From Minnesota up north, down past the sleepy hamlets and the booming cities, for 2,500 miles it runs, to the Oxbow Lakes, the bayous, and the gulf below. So rich in history and legend, always an impressive and thrilling part of the American scene. And you know, down through the years, Maxwell House Coffee has been a very real part of the American scene, too. We Americans love coffee, have made it our national drink. And it's a fact worth noting that today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor writes this popularity story. That good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these carefully selected Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. And Bucaramanga's for full body. Adding up to great coffee at its flavor peak. So why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Have you thought of anything I could do yet? get to make up for selling the house and causing you all that trouble?
Look, Gracie, we got the house back and I forgave you. Now, relax.
Oh, I know. I'll buy you a Father's Day present.
But I'm not a father.
Well, it's still a few weeks off.
I doubt if we can make it. Well, aren't you going to answer the door?
Have I your permission?
Open it. Open it.
Mr. and Mrs. Burns, you've returned.
Yes, we moved back into the house yesterday, Mr. Postman.
Oh, I'm so glad. Let me look at you, Mrs. Burns. The sight of your face makes me want to cry out with joy.
Well, go right ahead. Oh, thank you. How about the sight of George's face?
Let me look at you, Mr. Burns.
I don't know whether that was joy or pain.
I do, but I won't tell.
Well, it was all my fault that we ever left this place, Mr. Postman. And I'm trying to make it up to George.
Yeah, she's really been toeing the mark, Mr. Postman.
My wife toes the mark every day.
She does?
Yes. If there wasn't a lady present, I'd show you the mark from her toes.
I've never laid a foot on George, except to warm them at night. I love him too much.
That's sweet.
Oh, Mr. Postman, help me think of something wonderful to do for George.
Well, this is the fishing season. Perhaps you could get him some new equipment.
Oh, his fishing equipment's in pretty good shape. I just repaired it.
You repaired it?
Mm-hmm. You know those little things you catch the fish on?
Yeah, the hooks.
Well, they were all bent, so I took a hammer and straightened them up.
Gracie!
Don't say it, Mr. Burns. It'll only lead to trouble with an NBC vice president. Well, goodbye, folks, and remember, keep smiling.
Look, Gracie, forget this doing things
well,
for me.
Well, I can't, George. I'm an Allen, and we Allen girls like to do nice things for our husbands. Now, look at my sister Pearl. She's married to the homeliest man in the world. But whenever there are people around, she makes it a point to hug him and kiss him and make love to him.
Only when people are around?
Well, someone has to hold him. He hates her.
Well, he doesn't like Pearl.
No.
I see what you mean.
And my sister Hazel tries to help her husband, but he's so stubborn. He's in the corned beef business, and Hazel has an idea that'll double his income. Want to hear it?
No.
Well, you see, beef is expensive, but corn is cheap. So, instead of corn and the beef, Hazel wants to beef the corn.
The corn. I know Hazel.
Yeah, well, we girls get it from our mother, you see. She's always helping my father with his glass blowing.
Glass? I didn't know your father was a glass blower.
Oh, yes. Every night he'd blow the foam off 8 or 10 glasses.
Well, I'm glad he's finally working.
Well, we Allen girls like to help our husbands. In fact, that's the last thing my mother told me when I married you.
Your mother said for you to help
me? Mm-hmm. She said, Gracie, if George can't do all the work, help him.
I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. And she said, if George has trouble earning a living, help him.
Well.
And if he gets discouraged and starts to jump off a bridge,
help him. I know you. Dear old mother, yeah.
So, come on, George, ask me to do something. Command me.
Now, don't start that again. Well, there's someone at the door, and this time, don't ask permission. Just open it.
Yes, dear. Shall I turn the knob to the right or to the left?
Never mind. I'll open it myself.
Good morning, all.
Oh, hello, Meredith.
Oh, Meredith, I want to do something for George to make up for all the grief I've given him. What would you suggest?
Perhaps he'd appreciate a sumptuous dinner. You know, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Well, isn't there a way that has prettier scenery?
Gracie, I told you before, you don't have
to... You wish to please him in a more romantic manner?
Yes, yes.
Well, this is only hearsay, but I understand that men derive considerable pleasure from an act wherein the lips of the female are placed in direct contact with those of the male.
Oh, that sounds like a kiss.
Pretty familiar with it, eh?
Yes, we hadn't been married 5 years before we tried it.
Oh, please, Meredith, think hard. At some time, a woman must have done something for you that really pleased you.
As a matter of fact, one did. I hesitate to bandy the story about. The memory is... I want to say the memory is too sacred.
Well,
sad.
honestly.
The memory's too sacred.
You said it, yes.
I'll never tell a soul.
Very well. The event took place when I played the flute in a mixed chamber music group.
Well, with you around, it had to be mixed.
No, please, George.
I became quite smitten with a young lady who was our star performer, known to the musical world as Beatrice and her magic bass fiddle.
This is murder.
With reckless abandon, I showered her with many attentions, such as putting rosin on her bow, and tuning her strings, and tightening her pegs.
No.
Yes. Well, finally, one glorious evening, she responded as only a generous, warm-hearted woman could respond.
Oh, what did she do?
She nickel-plated my flute.
Gracie, you have my permission to tell Meredith goodbye.
Goodbye, Meredith.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, all, yeah.
Well, I still haven't done anything for you. Think of something, George.
Look, all I want you to do is let me sit down quietly and read the paper.
Yes, dear. Sit in my lap.
I'd rather sit in the den.
But it's not quiet in the den. There's a loose pane in the window, and the wind makes it rattle.
All right. You've been wanting to do something for me. There's your chance. Call a man and have him stick some putty on the window.
Oh, thank goodness, at last, a chance to serve you.
Yeah, now run along and call the man.
You shall have the finest putty that money can buy.
Well, good.
Nobody will have better putty than you.
Yes, it'll make me famous.
That's right.
Yes.
People will point to you and say, there goes George Burns. Putty made him.
Well, all right, now call the man.
Yes, dear. What color putty would you like? Blue, green, red, purple, brown?
Blue. I'll have blue putty. Now call the putty man.
Yes, dear. What kind of a putty man would you like? Tall, short, medium, stout?
I'll have a medium putty man with blue putty. Now call him and have him fix the pane.
Yes, dear. Where else would you like some putty?
That's the only place.
Oh. Haven't you got a pane anywhere else?
You're beginning to give me one. Now call the man.
Meredith Wilson plays Heartaches.
I believe you called me. I'm Mr. Murray, the interior decorator.
Oh, yes, come in. Right. Now, are you really a good interior decorator, Mr. Murray? I want to be sure that I have the best.
Well, I prefer to let my work speak for me, Mrs. Burns. Recently, I redecorated the living room of Jane Wyman, refurnished the bedroom of Cary Grant, recarpeted the entire home of Ronald Coleman.
Oh, well, that sounds all right. And now you can re-putty the window of George Burns.
You want me to putty a window?
Yeah. Oh, too big a job, huh?
No, I believe I have enough skill to handle it, but I'm an interior decorator.
Oh, well, then I'll give you a chance.
Thanks for the break. Where is this window?
Oh, right over there. And I want it done with blue putty.
Blue putty?
Yes, my husband chose the color. He likes things that are out of the ordinary, a little weird.
You must make him very happy.
Well, I do my best. Well, you can get started on the job, Mr. Murray. Did you bring enough tools with you?
All I need for this is a putty knife.
I expect high-class work. You better use a putty fork and spoon, too.
I will.
Oh, wait a minute. I just thought of something. Huh? Now, blue putty won't go with this green rug and green wall.
Oh, yes. We'd better use another color.
Right. Put in a blue rug and blue walls.
You wouldn't consider changing the putty.
Well, Mr. Murray, my husband wants blue putty, and that's what he'll get. He's the boss around here.
My mistake.
Why, oh, dear.
Is this the fellow who's going to putty my window?
Oh, yes, this is Mr. Murray. He's also going to put in a new rug and repaint the walls.
But all I want is a little putty.
What kind of a rug would you suggest, Mr. Murray?
Well, how about a Brussels carpet?
Oh, no, no. If someone spills water on it, the Brussels might sprout.
All I want is a little putty.
Suggest something else, Mr. Murray.
An oriental would look nice on this floor.
No, we'd have to step over them. I'd rather have a rug.
Look, if you'll just smear a little putty on
the
window...
Oh, Mr. Murray, we'll need new furniture with this color scheme.
Oh, yes. And those drapes will have to be replaced.
Uh-huh. How much will it cost?
Oh, about $5,000.
Just a dime's worth of putty on the window. Excuse me, I'll see who's at the front door.
Hi, George.
Hey, Bill, you're just the guy who can help me. Gracie called a man to come over to put some putty in for me.
Oh, don't let him do it, George. Those wrinkles give your face character.
Look, comedian, the putty is not for me. It's for the big pain in the den.
Still sounds like you.
Groucho, this is serious. All I want is a little putty on the window, but Gracie and that guy keep talking about redecorating the whole house. It'll cost me a fortune.
Well, change the conversation to putty.
Well, I've been trying to, but I can't.
Oh, it's a cinch, George. Now, listen, we'll go in there and you say to me, I understand you're popular with the women, Bill, see? And I'll say, yes, they're putty in my hands. And then you say, well, speaking of putty...
Wonderful, wonderful. Let's go in.
Sure, get it.
Mr. Murray, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Bill Goodwin.
Oh, pleased to know you, Mr. Goodwin.
Same here.
Say, Bill, I understand that you're popular with the women.
Oh, yes, George, they're putty in my hand.
Well.
Oh, I'll bet that's because you tell them about Maxwell House Coffee, Bill.
You're right, Gracie. Women are smart buyers, and they know that... Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee they can buy.
Oh, yes. In Maxwell House, we get so much more for so little more.
What happened to the putty?
Oh, yes. Throw me that lead again, George.
Say, Bill, I understand that you're popular with the women.
Oh, yeah. They love to hear me say that Maxwell House is rich, delicious, and mellow.
I'll say it is. How do they get that wonderful flavor?
Oh, that's no secret.
Well...
It's the careful selection and blending of distinctive Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Mr. Goodwin, they tell me that with more than 1,000 brands to choose from, more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Sure, Mr. Murray. Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Bill, the putty, remember?
Putty?
Make him search,
oh, you know. Yes, George. Yeah. Throw me that lead again.
Say, Bill, I understand that you're popular with the women.
Well, naturally, with my looks, how can I miss? So long, everybody.
Well, I wonder if I did something wrong.
Now, back to the redecorating.
Yes.
George, I'm doing all this for you. Now, what kind of new furniture would you like?
All I want is a little putty in
modern the window. Furniture would be nice.
If I may make a suggestion, Mrs. Burns, how about Chippendale?
No, I want the furniture in good condition. Haven't you got any Dale that hasn't got a chipping?
A nickel's worth the putty.
I have it. How about early America?
That's just the thing for George. He's one of the earliest Americans alive today.
A speck of putty.
Oh, wait a minute.
Not much.
There's a picture of my great-great-grandfather, Timothy Mahoney, hanging on the wall. That'll clash.
Why?
Well, the room will be early American, and my grandfather is a late Irishman.
2 cents worth of putty.
Oh, I've got it.
I've got it. A minute.
We'll build a new room and put the picture in there.
Oh, you won't. This has gone far enough.
But, George, it was all your idea.
My idea?
Well, yes, you wanted blue putty in the window, and it doesn't go with green rugs. So I'm getting new
rugs. Hold it. A blue putty caused all of that. Forget about it. I don't want blue putty. I'll take plain old gray putty.
Gray putty?
The plain putty.
Oh, well, in that case, we won't need new blue rugs and blue walls.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
We'll get new gray rugs and gray walls.
Wait a minute.
May I suggest DuVernay walls?
Well, DuVernay.
Beautiful with gray.
Oh, fine.
Mr. DuVernay.
And we'll have Swedish large furniture and
oh,
great
me and my big,
know.
Fat gray putty.
Schools understaffed. Classrooms overcrowded. From all over America, the reports come in. Danger signals for every parent who wants his children to get the kind of education they deserve. What can you do to help? All right, listen. Our teachers are doing a tremendous job, but they need your interest and your support. If there's a parent-teachers organization in your community, join it. Make sure that local educational standards are up to par. Get to know your children's teachers. The teacher molds America's future. And now, here are George and Gracie.
Gracie, let's have a little understanding. From now on, we're even. You don't owe me any favors, and I don't want you to do anything for me.
You don't?
No. Not a thing. Is it clear?
Yes, dear.
Good. Now I'm starved. How about getting some dinner started?
No.
No?
No, you said I shouldn't do anything for you, and you're the boss.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Join us again Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. And now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Breakfast dizzy in a tizzy? Why so busy? Get instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Get instant Maxwell House. Enjoy coffee that's instantly good. To the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.